Latinos, the All Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Ducey mourns police officer's death.
Yeah, the governor of Arizona was speaking with Jim Sharp today on Arizona's Morning News, and Police Chief Jerry Williams was also there.
So sorry, Chief. Chief and I were communicating last night, yes. And my heart goes out to the entire police force, to all our men and women in uniform, and to Paul Rutherford's family. Thank you. I mean, it's just an incredibly sad day, and I'm sorry this happened. We're going to take the flags statewide to half staff, and like I said last night, I wish there was more we could do.
An officer, Paul Rutherford, pronounced dead yesterday. Lloyd is in for Mac today. I had a chance just to say a quick hello to Police Chief Jerry Williams here at KTAR. Mm-hmm. Just give her my condolences, and it's a tough day for them. I mean, they're going to have to bury this man. They're going to have to watch his family go through it. And they're going to go through it. And so is Arizona. It's pretty tough.
And it may not have even necessarily been someone's fault, but
maybe not.
It's tough anytime you see an officer lose their life. And it just, you know, you hope you can learn something from this and that it doesn't happen anymore.
Is there a way to keep officers safer when they get out of their vehicle? We're going to talk about that right after the All Arizona Daily Download. There are a couple of possible options that could keep officers safer when they exit their own car on the side of the road.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Is McSally fighting for John McCain?
I don't know. I know that Martha McSally is going to be with us on Monday, right, Lloyd?
3:30.
Okay, at 3:30. You know, we got this feud that Trump continues to talk about with John McCain, and Martha McSally comes out and says,
I made it clear, I love John McCain. John McCain is an American hero.
She says she talked to the president about, you know, maybe stopping the ridiculous rhetoric coming out of his mouth.
This state reveres John McCain, and his family deserves respect by everybody.
I don't think that's good enough. You know, McSally also went on to say, well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on all sides.
Governor,
not really. It's actually just coming out of one person. John McCain has passed away. It's not coming out of both sides.
When the governor weighed in on this, he basically said
he wanted to stay
he
out
would
of it.
Not engage with Trump. And I agree with that strategy.
I don't.
You're not going to win telling the president you're wrong. He's going to do whatever the heck he wants to do. And I feel like when you tell him he's wrong, sometimes it ticks him off more and makes him do more of what you think is wrong.
If it were me, I wouldn't be scared of the president, and I would just say,
I don't think that's being scared.
Needs to shut his mouth about John McCain. Enough is enough.
Number three.
Stick a pitchfork in the Devils?
Looks like it right now. Sun Devils struggling in the first half. Saw they went to the break. Looked like they were down
9-10. Something like that?
Yeah. Playing Buffalo, the team Bobby Hurley coached before he got to ASU. We know they beat St. John's.
St. John's was terrible.
In the first four. They were awful. ASU looks really rough so far. We were trying to get ready for the show, and every time I'd look up, you know, down 11, down 10, down 9, down 12. Just can't get any momentum going against Buffalo.
Okay, but Buffalo's a higher seed than the Sun Devils.
They're a 6. ASU's an 11.
And when the Sun Devils beat St. John's to get into the tournament, the Sun Devils, and I'll take a win, doesn't matter how you get there, but they didn't play very well against St. John's. So I don't know if a second half rally for Coach Hurley's team is going to happen.
Yeah, 44-31 right now. Buffalo's up 13 points.
How good is Buffalo?
They're the best team in the MAC, and they hung around in the top 25 for most of the year. They're from a small conference, but they're really talented.
Has Bobby Hurley gotten a technical yet?
I do not believe so. He did get one the other night just for raising his hands.
Or he said he got one for just asking a question about what happened, and he got teed up. But the Devils right now losing in the NCAA tournament 44-31. Spoiler.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Big house for Big Red's boss.
Cliff Kingsbury, Cardinals' new head coach, threw down about $4.5 million for a 7,000-square-foot house with a view of Camelback Mountain.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Holding.
The dude is single, right? Why do you need a 7,000-square-foot home with four bedrooms and 5.5 bathrooms?
Well, what's he supposed to do? Buy a studio apartment?
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, you know, hey, listen, if I had the money the Cardinals were paying him, I'd buy the same house. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he is single. He doesn't have kids. He probably doesn't want family to come out and bother him. He's the Cardinals head coach. Which room is going to be given to the new Cardinals quarterback, Kyler Murray? Because he's got four rooms.
No, he won't.
Five and a half baths.
He won't get a room. He'll get his own house.
Get his own house.
If the Cardinals draft him.
Will Murray get a house right next to the head coach so they could have fun sleepovers? You know, they'll get in our PJs and snuggies and watch film.
The coach isn't like 22.
He's 39.
PJs?
Yeah, he's 39. I would like to see this house. Do you think we can get a tour?
I think.
Can you call the coach?
Some connections. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Because, you know, I'd probably like to use one of those 5.5 bathrooms. They're probably very nice.
Mac and Gatos, the number one show, presents the number one local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Only 5%.
So that's what the ICE field officer. His name is Henry Lucero.
Phoenix Field Director for
Thank
ICE.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The Phoenix Field Director for U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, Henry Lucero. He says, and I cannot believe this, I know you can't believe this, only 5% of the families that have been released by ICE are claiming asylum.
I am starting to believe that. I am. I think a lot of people from Central America that came over early, you know, in the past few years, you know, they were getting shot at, raped. I mean, horrible things in Honduras. Okay.
But we're only allowed to hold people for 20 days.
But let me finish.
Yeah.
But that was earlier. I'm starting to think that people in Central America now know how to get into the United States. Just come here, you know, say you're claiming asylum. But it seems that most people are coming here because the economy is good and they want a job and they want a better life. That doesn't count for asylum. And if you come here for economic reasons, we should turn you right around and make you go home. But I have also said, you know, if your family member was murdered right in front of you, then come into the United States and claim asylum, and we want you.
Look, if 95% don't fear returning home and they're not claiming asylum,
then you have to go home.
They need to get put on a plane, put on a bus.
Right.
They need to be sent back.
5% only claiming asylum.
I don't buy it. No way.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download is brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire. They've got a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Visit InspireSleep.com today.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Thank you, Becky Lynn. All right, the breaking news. Robert Mueller, he has closed the Russian investigation. Let's spend a minute on this, and then we'll move on. And I say a minute because...
we don't know what's in it at this point.
We don't know what's in it. But listen, if you listen to Mac and Gatos, this is not a show about Trump. There are a lot more important things going on in the world. There are a lot more important things going on locally. We do not concentrate on... It doesn't really matter who the president is. I mean, have we talked about the Russia investigation? No. Not really. Not really. I don't think they're going to find anything in this. Absolutely nothing. I don't think they're going to find anything in this report. I'm glad it's over. Let's find out what's in it. And, you know, if Trump was in Putin's back pocket, let's find out why. But I don't think that's going to be the case. And I think this has been a waste of time for 2 years.
And you say, Mac, and you haven't talked about the Russia investigation. I would say you guys don't get down in the weeds and deal with every single day what's going on.
No.
But when there's major development, developments.
And we'll talk about Trump.
And we get something that we feel, you know, impacts the country, impacts Arizona.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We talk about it. And we're keeping our eye on it. We want to know what's going on.
I'm not the type of guy who cares what he's tweeting or what his son is saying.
Right.
Or his extramarital affairs or all this garbage. You know, I don't know what's going to come out of this report, but I'm going to make a prediction that it's a whole lot of nothing. I think what it showed is that he hired some really bad people. You know, I think that's you know, like this Manafort guy. And there are a lot of people that were around Trump when he first started running and then becoming the president. Not good hires.
Well,
but
what we just hear right there, 37 indictments have resulted. Okay. So you know that that there's a lot of people or, you know, a couple people who have, made some really bad decisions or been bad people.
All right. So Mueller released his report. If we find out what it is and there's anything in it interesting, we'll bring it up. But I am hopeful there's nothing. And by the way, shouldn't we all, even if you hate Trump, shouldn't we all be hopeful there's nothing in this? Because if you're really rooting for any president to be taken down, it could crush the economy. It could crush the stock market. Listen, you don't like Trump, you can try and vote him out in a couple of years. And that's it. But if there is something big in this, then we'll go down the road of, does he have to be removed from office? I just don't think we're going to get to that. Okay. Lloyd's in for Mac. So, Lloyd, yesterday we talked about the death of police officer Rutherford. And he was killed yesterday. It was when he was outside of his car. It is eerily similar in a way to Officer Townsend, who was killed by someone that was screwing around on his cell phone, texting and driving. And when I say similar, Townsend and Rutherford were both out of their cars and were hit by another car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the similarity. That's the only similarity, I think. They both were killed by another vehicle, probably two different instances, probably two different stories, probably two different ways that it happened.
Well, Officer Townsend, we know somebody swerved across a couple lanes of traffic.
Correct.
And hit and killed him. With Officer Paul Rutherford, who was a 20-plus year veteran of the Phoenix PD, we are still trying to piece together all of the details, but it seems as though he showed up on the scene. He was trying to figure out what was going on. He had talked to a witness, and then he received a priority call, and he was trying to get across the street when he was hit by another vehicle attempting to make his way across the street.
You know, how do you keep him safe? If I'm an officer, I don't want to get out of my car because, you know, I've said this before. We don't pay attention on the roads here in Arizona. We kill more pedestrians with our cars than any other place in the country. We drive the wrong way on highways. And two cops are dead this year. One, because some guy was screwing around on his phone. Another, we don't know exactly what happened with the 40-year-old woman who did kill Officer Rutherford. We don't exactly know how that happened. We will find out, I'm sure. But how do you keep the officers safe? One thing that's being brought up is, well, why don't you put two cops in each car?
Yeah, I don't see how that keeps them safe.
Put two cops in each car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how would that keep you safe? I guess if you could do it differently, there is talk of having two-person cars. So it would mean that one officer could get out of the car and go on the side of the road to either the vehicle that they stopped or the vehicle that is stopped on the road for one reason or another, an accident, or you're pulled over, while the other cop could kind of be a lookout. I mean, it makes some sense, because I'm sure that if you're an officer and you get out of your car, your back is probably going to be to the road.
But is there really
enough?
There is
no lookout.
Well, okay, a lookout, but these happen in the blink of an eye.
They do.
There's not enough time.
Could
to
be.
Say, hey, get out of the way. I mean, that's too late. It's
no,
done.
No,
by
I
that
disagree.
Point.
I mean, you know, 2 seconds.
And would
get
you
out of the
even,
way.
Would
Boom,
you be able to hear, too, if you're on the road?
Yes and no.
It's not like you're in a library.
But it's not no. The answer to all your questions isn't an absolute 100% no. Maybe it's a yes. Maybe there will be a warning.
DPS says the backup it would take to, for example, add an extra officer to each accident scene would be a huge strain on staffing. But a spokesman says maybe one day they could talk about adding a second officer to traffic stops in the high-density metro areas.
Adding a second officer to traffic stops, it would cost too much money. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest with you, we don't have enough officers to do this.
Yeah, it'd be a huge strain on staffing. So you talk about, you know, splitting up. Or I guess now combining your officers. So instead of having two officers out on patrol, you've got one, or you've got two in one car. Yeah, they need to have, you know, all these officers out there in all these cars. They don't have enough staff to do it.
How about this move over law? You know, we've talked about this. I think this is a good law. It is like, so let's say you're in the right lane and you look up ahead and there's a traffic stop. Whether there's a cop there or not, or somebody stopped on the side of the road or what have you, you move over. You move over. Could this move over law, in this case, have stopped the tragic death of Paul Rutherford?
Not in this case,
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And I don't know if it goes into Officer Townsend, because a guy just veered over.
Well, That guy broke the move over law if it existed. I mean, he veered across two lanes, not one, but two.
Do you move over when you see somebody on the side?
I make every effort. I don't care if it's a first responder or just a car sitting there. I always try to move over. And if I can't,
I'm staying put.
I slow down, though.
Okay.
I will slow down. I'm not going to go 10 miles an hour, but if I'm going 70, I'll try to slow down to 45 if I can do it.
I hardly ever see anybody move over.
I agree.
I hardly ever see somebody move over. I'm with you. I try and do it. I don't think people even know about this move over law. I think there are plenty of people that don't. I don't know the answer. I'm just telling you, when I'm on the road and I move over, I'm one of the only cars that moves over. I don't see it very often.
But that goes back to your other point where people just don't pay attention and they think about themselves. They don't think about anybody else.
All right. Coming up next, we've got the breaking news. It's taken forever, 2 years. The Robert Mueller Russia investigation. The report is in. What does it say? We'll have more next.
Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
All right, we'll keep you up to date on what's in that Mueller investigation after how many years? 9 years of doing this, Lloyd, it's felt like?
It feels that way. It's
goodness.
Not that long, though. We'll keep our eyes on it the next few hours here, the next few days, next few weeks. We'll be all over it.
Look at Blitz Wolfer just salivating right now. My gosh. Anderson Cooper, my goodness, I've never seen him so excited. They can't wait for this. I mean, they're going to put Democrats on, and they're just going to be salivating over this. How do we get the president out? I say vote him out in a couple of years if you don't like him. I don't know what's in this report. We'll keep our eye on it. I don't think there's going to be anything in the report.
But we know the investigation's over and something has been handed over to William Barr, who is the new Trump-appointed attorney general.
I'll tell you what's good. What's good is that this thing didn't last until the next presidential election. I mean, I'm glad we don't have to go through whatever happened with Russia when Trump is running against whoever from the Democrats. That would be bad. So I'm glad that's the case. And I thought this thing would never end. So we'll keep you up to date on Russiagate. Goodness gracious. Okay. Lloyd, we've got another stupid white person calling the police on black people. You know, I like to bring these stories up because sometimes white people are just stupid. And they call the cops on innocent black people for no reason, you know, over and over again. There was a black dude that was babysitting while black, right? Babysitting BWB, right? Mm-hmm. He was babysitting white kids in a park. And oh no, I mean, somebody had to call, the cops. It's a black guy and there are kids around. Oh, geez.
My favorite was the guy a couple weeks ago who was gardening while black.
Yep. GWB, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Detroit, near my neck of the woods.
It all started with Starbucks. Two black men, they came into a Starbucks and they sat down, and for 2 minutes they didn't order anything. And oh my goodness, well, they're casing the joint. We obviously have to call the police. And it went on and on and on and on with all these ridiculous stories of white people calling the cops on innocent black people. It's happened again, Lloyd.
What do we have this time?
Okay. Some white dude called the cops on a black man who is moving into his new house. So think about it for a second.
Well, I don't need to think about it. We've all moved at one time or another.
Guy is carrying his television.
Uh-huh.
Was it into the house or out of the house?
He was carrying his TV off of his moving truck and into his house.
Carried the TV out of a rented moving van into the home he had just bought.
Now, we should mention it was late at night when he was doing this.
Exactly, and that's why the cops stopped him. It's very interesting.
And we don't mean like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Okay. So, was the cops' motivation? Well, he's black and he's carrying a TV in the middle of the night. Maybe he's stealing something. Or was their motivation, that doesn't look right. Someone is moving in the middle. First of all, I've never heard of anybody moving in the middle of the night at 2:30 a.m. Okay. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay, you live in Arizona, you don't count. You probably did it in the summer.
Yeah, when I moved into my house 2 years ago.
Was it summer?
It was summer.
Well, then you're probably okay.
It was like early June, and I was moving at midnight, and man, it was still hot.
But this isn't not an Arizona
story.
Here's
my sticking point with this story. So somebody calls, you know, some stupid white person calls 911 on this guy.
Yeah, I see a black guy, he's got a TV, it's 2:30.
I understand being suspicious if this guy is loading up the moving truck.
He is taking everything off the moving truck and into the house.
That's why I'm not suspicious.
Is this all necessary here?
Yeah, because given the circumstances, you're moving in at 3 o'clock in the morning right now, man.
Yeah.
And we've been having a lot of break-ins in the area, okay?
Becky Lynn?
I was just going to say, Lloyd, okay,
yeah.
You said you were moving at midnight.
Yeah.
But you didn't start at midnight. You started at about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, I started like 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
But you didn't pull up at midnight and start unloading a truck. See, that's the thing. If the guy's at 2:30 and all of a sudden a truck comes rolling up and...
But what if you work a late shift? What if you work from noon till 8 o'clock? Then you get some dinner, maybe take a quick nap, you start moving. It's not common, but I get it. And who cares? I don't care if it's 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning. Why should how bright or dark it is outside affect if we treat somebody as though they have committed a criminal act?
Well, that's when most criminal things happen, isn't
yeah,
it? Like that, when it's dark. I would be scared.
Yeah, the cops held him at gunpoint, handcuffed him.
Yeah, gunpoint.
Okay, that's a mite much.
It doesn't mean that they had a gun to his head. It says that when they approached the situation, they asked him to put the TV down, and the guy was a little bit startled. And the cops then just held him at gunpoint. Just, you know, I actually don't have a problem with this.
I don't.
I think if it was 2 in the afternoon and the cops were to do this, I'd be really ticked off. But it is in the middle of the night. It's 2:30 a.m. I don't care what color he is. And maybe the cops, when they pulled up, they didn't know what color he was. They just saw a guy in a yard. And my goodness, you know, why is he holding a TV in the middle of the yard at 2:30?
So you're telling me if I'm doing stuff and it's like between midnight and 4 a.m.
Tell me what you're doing.
Whatever it is.
Give me an example.
I need to now wear a reflective vest that says, not a burglar, not a criminal, not a ne'er-do-well.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm out for a jog.
You're not doing it? Then no. I don't think I'd pull you over if you're out for a jog.
Becky Lynn seems to think I'd get pulled over.
Let me tell you something. If I got out and was out taking my dog for a walk and somebody drove by I think everybody in that situation might look and go, what are you doing there? What are you doing there?
Yeah, but you don't. But if Lloyd is walking his dog, which he doesn't have, he has a cat. So let's say if Lloyd is walking his cat at 2:30 in the morning.
I'd love to take Kelly Papowski for a 3 a.m. walk.
I don't care. I'm not stopping you if I'm a cop, but if you're moving into your home at 2:30 a.m. and you've got a TV in your hands, then I'm saying that's a little bit suspicious. I'll check it out. So
that's not probable cause to me.
Well, you don't have to have probable cause. You can just investigate the situation.
And I understand talking to him. I get somebody who called who said, hey, we've had a bunch of break-ins and somebody shows up. I don't understand the need to place this man in handcuffs and hold him at gunpoint.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, we've had a bunch of break-ins in the area, sir. It's kind of laid out. Would you mind if you showed us some paperwork that you're moving into this house?
That's what they asked him for.
Fair enough.
They did that while he was handcuffed with a gun to his head.
No, he didn't have a gun to his head, Lloyd.
They had him held at gunpoint.
They didn't rough him up or throw him down. They just wanted to investigate it.
With him in handcuffs.
At 2:30 in the morning, yeah.
The handcuffs might have been a mite much.
And the gun?
And the gun, yeah.
I agree.
But if he didn't want to produce any paperwork,
now,
he was giving him
he
a problem.
Did.
No, he didn't give him any problem.
Then, yeah, there was no need for that. But they should have called. I mean, I would have called. If I'd seen a truck pull up and something like that, I probably would have said, I'm calling the police. That's freaky.
Only if the guy was black.
No.
I know. Of course not. Of course not. So he says, hey, you did it because I was black. And the cops say, no, we did it because it was 2:30 in the morning and you had a TV in your hands and we wanted to make sure it was okay. All right. You know, some dumb white person again calling the cops on an innocent black person.
So what is your message to people out there?
I'll talk to the black people. You want to talk to the black people now?
I think you need to. Okay. What is your message?
My message to black people, don't move in if it's 3 a.m. because a stupid white person will call the cops on you.
What if it's Arizona and it's really hot out?
Don't move in at 3 a.m. because a stupid white person will call the police on you being an innocent black person.
So that should be anybody, not just an innocent black person.
So you have to bake in the heat if you are an innocent black person now because a stupid white person will call the cops on you if it's 2:30 a.m.
Well, that's a ridiculous point, Lloyd.
That's what happened here.
Coming up next. What would you do if an airline removed your child from the plane and didn't tell you until you were 30,000 feet up?
I'd call the cops.
Yeah. Is this a white-black thing, too?
No.
Oh, good. All right. We'll talk about it next.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right. Coming up in a few minutes, ABC News. Russia.
What? No, not ABC News, Russia.
Russia. The Mueller Russia investigation is closed.
The Mueller report.
Russia. We'll see what it says in there. I don't think we'll find out for weeks, but it is done. Democrats probably want Trump to get crushed. Trump is probably saying, well, I didn't do anything wrong. Just tell me what's in the report and can we move on?
Yeah, you know? Trump said for what, a couple years, this whole thing's a witch hunt?
Witch hunt. I don't know. I don't think anything's going to come out of it. But the report is done, and I just hope we can put it to rest. And so ABC News coming up at the top. Russia. Lloyd.
That's me, yes.
You're from Michigan, right?
Not from Russia. I'm from Michigan, yes.
Okay.
It does at times feel like Russia. It's so cold.
It is true. There's a Michigan mom.
Hmm.
So she's on Spirit Airlines. Have you ever flown Spirit?
I think once.
I have never flown Spirit. I think they charge you to breathe. So I just say, nah, go with somebody else.
Extra fee, yep.
Let's see. She was with her son in the back of the plane, so they board. Mom and son board.
Yeah.
Daughter, 15 years old, sits in the front of the plane, and somebody from Spirit goes to the 15-year-old and says, yeah, we're removing you. And she's like, what do you mean you're removing me? I didn't do anything.
The mother boarded a flight from Tampa to Detroit with her two kids, only to realize mid-flight her daughter wasn't on the plane anymore.
Okay. How does that happen? How does a 15-year-old have a seat, pay for the seat, and then is forced off the plane and isn't even allowed to tell her mother that she's getting kicked off the plane? What kind of company is this? That's ridiculous.
Well, they were...
Was she a terrorist, Lloyd?
No.
Was she a terrorist? Should we have kicked her off the plane?
No, they should not have
did
kicked
have
her
a,
off the plane. I'm trying to explain to you how it happened.
Did she have like a fake service animal? Is that why she got kicked off?
Maybe. I don't know. My hunch is Spirit did a bad job here, didn't communicate
okay.
it,
okay.
and was in a rush to get the plane up in the air, and they booted this 15-year-old off, and they sat someone else in her seat.
You know, the teenager attempted to reach her mom by phone, but was unable to do so because the airline's mandatory airplane mode policy. I don't think I'm ever doing airplane mode again. Does that really screw up something if my phone is not in airplane mode?
Do you really want to find out?
What could it screw up? The plane's not going to crash, Lloyd, if I have my phone not in, in airplane mode.
Why do you want to break the rules?
Well, I'm just saying because, you know, if this mom hadn't listened to the mandatory airplane mode policy, she would have gotten a phone call from her daughter who said, hey,
Hey,
then I get off the plane.
Pilot, I'm going to jump if you don't turn the plane around.
No, I want to know if my kid is not on that plane, because if my kid isn't on the plane, I'm not on the plane either. I get off the plane, too.
But the plane was up in the air.
I know. That's the whole problem. Oh, Spirit Air. I mean, this is something United would do, but they would toss you off the plane when it's 30,000 feet in the air.
Is that wrong?
Not according to United. Worst airline ever. Hey, Lloyd, why don't we open up the phones on National Puppy Day, which is today.
Yeah.
602-277-KTAR. We want to know what's the best trick your dog can do. Wow us. 277-KTAR next.